Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Welcome back to Every Blonde Needs a Brunette.
That's if you're back, because last time there was a lot of talk of
bogeys.
There was talk of
the ick, sex, weird Australian boys. Last episode was an absolute mouthful for our first episode.
It was, and we had fun filming it.
We had so much fun.
We've got a big story for you today as well.
Today's episode is something wild.
It's quite wild, and it's actually something
controversial
that I have a lot of guilt over.
Yeah, a lot of guilt, a lot of controversy. My lisp.
We have Lispy a lot of, over
I know,
there.
Sorry about that, guys. And yeah, a lot of controversy could come from this episode, but we're not going to get into that yet.
We hope you're all having a good Monday, as good as
Mondays can be.
Yeah, I hate Mondays.
I feel like that's why we picked a Monday,
though. Yeah, because we were like, we want something to brighten up
your day.
Your day, your Monday.
I mean, I hope this brightens up. I hope it doesn't, like, darken it.
No, it might make them a bit depressed.
I know, because the topics we discussed.
The topic is a bit sad, to be honest.
It really is.
But today we are filming a lot of episodes, to be honest. Or does that ruin the ambiance?
I mean, it's
that
the truth.
Ruin the ambiance? Or do you want us to say we film every Monday and it goes up every Monday?
Yeah, well, that's not the truth at all. We've literally filmed so many episodes.
It is a Wednesday today, which kind of has the same energy as Monday.
Yeah, it's a bit of a, like, a blah day.
Bit of a bland day.
What have we been doing whilst we were been
so
waiting to film?
We had to wait for, like, hours and hours and hours for our camera batteries to charge. So in between that, we were like, we went on a bit of a dive down our old YouTube videos.
Yeah.
In the previous episode, I mean, I'm guessing you guys know us from YouTube. If you don't, then we did YouTube when we were 12.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing it since we were 12. So we can watch back every embarrassing thing we've done, every embarrassing thing we've worn since we were 12. So we were like, oh, should we just look at something? We were bored, so we were just like, let's just click on this. We were like, urgent announcement.
What was so urgent?
What is this urgent announcement? It was like a really dramatic thumbnail as well. It was us, like,
with like a really serious face.
And then we watched that, and then the next suggested video was,
it was like festival lookbook.
We were like, oh, haven't watched this in years. We were literally,
should we just watch it?
We were 12. Maybe 13, actually.
I think we were 13.
We was year 8, so
there's kind of an excuse there.
There is an excuse.
But we watched it.
Guys, if you want to watch our behind the scenes of the podcast vlog, because if you want to watch our reactions,
it was tragic.
No, but we were wetting ourselves.
I felt sick. I had to go and take a breather.
Some of the poses we were doing, some of the things we were wearing, like, I had this headband on and there was this massive lump at the back of my head because my hair, like,
it like did something really, like, weird with the flower crown.
Like, pushed up the flower crown.
It was like a bird nest.
Yeah, it's like there was a bird's nest underneath the flower crown. It was tragic.
It was so strange. And, like, as well, we were kind of saying, we were like, how are we ever going to, like, bag a
no,
man
because the thing is,
if we had this kind of content out?
We can't not tell a guy we do YouTube. Like, they find
it's
out.
It's our literal life. It's our job.
They find out one way or another.
I know.
So,
but, like, the most embarrassing stuff we have on there, like, I'm getting concerned.
No, I'm worried. I'm really worried. If they saw that, it's like us jumping off of benches, running through fields.
Like,
honestly,
kicking grass.
It was so funny.
Honestly, like, the amount of stuff that we have done on the internet. is actually wild. Like, do you ever think about that? Life is on the internet.
It's kind of scary. I do want to go down like a rabbit hole and watch all of our old videos though, because yes, there's so many that, like, of course we did it and like we would remember it if we went back on it, but I haven't watched it in so long. I don't know what we said or what we did.
Like, do you not feel like I felt like a different person when I was at 12?
And we went through so many phases of like different styles and different hair bands.
Hairstyles.
And like I don't know,
I feel like we really like, it's so
wild. We've grown up on YouTube.
We've grown up on the internet. You guys can literally like go back and watch our whole life.
And as well, with this podcast, like, we're going to be able to listen back to every story what happened on the gap year.
That is wild.
Like, if we want to relive the memories, should I tell them a fun fact of what we've done?
What have we done?
So we've made scrapbooks ourselves.
Oh, God. We've just made like a scrapbook of like iconic moments, basically.
Yes, iconic moments and
pictures that relate to it.
Pictures that relate to it. So,
because we were just like, we need to remember every single thing that happens in this gap year.
We wanted to have like a book that would bring back every memory.
Yeah.
So we've got a page for like each location with like different things we've picked up, like receipts and cute scrapbooky things. And we've also printed off pictures.
Yeah. Exactly.
Maybe Gary and what's his name?
Darren might be in it. But it's just, I just find it so wild that we've grown up on the internet.
So do I.
Sometimes we get comments about that and it's like, do you not think it's strange? But it's just all we've known.
It's normal to us.
It's all we've known.
Oh my God.
It's like, if you guys don't actually know how we met, like, some of you might be new here. Are you new here?
No, we've said... Are you here?
I know we said we met in school, but how we met was so, like... What's that word? Like, just meant to happen.
Fate. As cringe as that sounds.
Yeah.
Meant to be.
Basically, how we met was we were in science and there was a girl that sat in between Grace and I
wanted to be Grace's friend.
I mean,
really
who
bad.
Doesn't? Period.
Because... I just knew we would get along.
You had the vibe.
You're not very like, you don't, once you've got your friends, you don't like making new friends. So it was a struggle for me because every science lesson, I'd be like, oh, should I just talk to her? Like,
I don't know. You guys don't know, like, I was that bitch. No, I'm joking. I was like the
No, I didn't know. you were actually really shy, but.
It's because I just didn't like making new friends.
I wanted to speak to her the whole time, but like, there was this one girl sat between us.
That one
in science,
girl.
That bitch. No, I'm joking.
She didn't even know who she was.
I can't even remember really who she was. But so there was a girl sat between us, and one day she was ill. So
it's like poisoned her. One day she unfortunately fell ill.
She fell ill for unknown causes.
Unknown reasons.
No, it sounds like I literally.
It sounds like you did something.
It's like I fancied you.
It's
and
like
I was
you
like
sought me out.
It's like I was a boy and I was making my move.
You kind of did.
But.
Yeah, this girl was ill one day and Grace
I slid into the seat next to her.
Yeah.
And the rest is history.
And we just started chatting and we just instantly got along.
We instantly clicked.
To be honest,
we had loads in common. Yeah. We had horse riding. We used to go horse riding together. And
that's like how we became really close.
Yeah,
every
and also
Friday,
we had the same style as well. We dressed
kawaii.
The same tragic style. We dressed like in like holographic bags. And
yeah.
Like, with like patterned skirts and skater skirts with like, oh my God, jellies. We had matching jellies that we bought in Primark.
We loved the style kawaii and I still think that's such a cool style, but the way we did it was so tragic. Like, because we just did it so badly.
We did all this funky eyeliner.
Yeah, we just didn't do it justice.
We thought we were so quirky, Grace. We thought...
Yeah.
But you were kind of in the cool group.
Let's not get things twisted.
I was in the cool group, but like they
before
always,
you met me,
they would always like drag me up the high street to like go see boys. I didn't want to because I was so shy.
Yeah, you would go to the year seven disco, and I'd be like,
yeah, the year basically I would never the year dare. Seven disco because our school was an all girls school. There was another school. I'm not going to say the name, but it was like a boys' school
all boys.
Was near our school, and it was also Catholic. So like they kind of were like. Linked in a way because it was like the most local Catholic boys school, so like every year for like bearing in mind our school was a really old school, it'd always been a tradition to have like a school disco at this boys school. So I went, and it was quite controversial if you went, like not a lot of girls were allowed to go because it was like it was only year seven and like would they allow their daughters
went.
To go to a boys disco?
It just wasn't in my vibe.
Well,
Grace, you were in the cool group.
Admit it. Okay, there was three of us, and maybe we were the cool. Would you think we were scary then? Were we cool?
No, you were not scary at all. because I was also friends with the other two girls.
Yeah.
I just wasn't friends with you. Like, we didn't really talk before that science lesson.
Yeah.
But then I befriended you and dragged you to, like, the weirder group.
Yeah. Like, we were not in the popular group at school.
A lot of people think we were. No, and then they think we're lying when we say we're not. We're not lying. We actually...
We didn't speak to anyone. We didn't go to any parties. There were parties. We just didn't go to them.
We weren't invited.
No, we weren't. No one wanted us there.
We were part of, like, the weirdest group at school. Like, the weirdest group.
Don't even.
We were very, very strange.
But, like, we would only see each other outside of school. Like, we were just, like, best friends. And then, yeah. Like...
We had other
we,
friends.
We made, like, our proper group. Amelia and Mabel and then us two. The ones that you've seen in videos. In, year 11.
Yeah.
The end of year 10, start of year 11.
Most of
school, our life was literally... Oh, my God, this is getting quite deep. Most of school, our life was literally... going around each other's house, filming a YouTube video that's probably really embarrassing.
Yeah.
And then going home on a Sunday.
That sounds really sad.
But,
that's how we had fun.
That was our fun.
We would have a Domino's.
Oh my God, don't even.
We'd stink the room out with garlic and herb dip.
Watch a movie.
And just that is how we had fun.
That was our idea of a dream weekend. And you know what? We skipped the whole party phase of, but... Am I going to complain? I don't think I am.
But that's why we're reliving it now in this
gap year.
That's
why, like, the gap year is clubbing every weekend. Is having fun. No boyfriends. Single.
No boyfriends allowed.
Do you know what, though? I love being single.
Same.
A lot of girls don't. I mean, I sound like such pick me, but I'm not even saying it in that way.
Pick me. Choose me. You know,
loads of girls just love having boyfriends, but I don't. I'm different.
I'm different and quirky. I don't need a boyfriend.
I'm an independent woman.
Yeah.
No, it's not even that. It's just... people look at you in pity if you're single. They're like, oh, don't worry.
People see it's a disadvantage.
What? I went to the post office the other day. Bless the woman. She's really sweet. But basically, it was Valentine's Day. And she went to me, oh, are you going anywhere nice tonight? I was like, no boyfriend. And she was like, oh, don't worry. You'll find someone.
Is that a move? I don't want to find someone.
You'll find someone perfect for you. And I was just like, bless her. What a sweet woman. But also,
no.
Maybe I don't want to.
Yeah. But I think that's an older generation. Like, if you go to, like, a family function, they're like, if you've got a boyfriend, you're like, God. Oh, no. They're like, oh.
Don't worry.
Don't worry, your time will
come. You're a catch. Like, don't worry, Grace.
You're pretty. Anybody would be lucky to have you.
It's like, well, maybe.
Maybe I want to be single.
Maybe boys would want to have me, but I don't want them, you know?
Period poo.
Do you know what I mean?
Period.
You know?
No, but that's literally how
why
I feel.
Why is it looked at as pity if you don't have a boyfriend?
Because that's how society is, isn't it? I don't think it's the same with a boy. Like, if a boy's like, I don't have a girlfriend.
If a boy's single, it's like, oh, yeah.
It's like, yeah,
Jack the lad. Like, go on, son. Like,
I think it's actually seen if a boy has a girlfriend, it's like, oh, you're a bit boring.
Yeah, like, oh, poor you.
Yeah.
Get out there and have some fun.
you're missing your whole, like, 20s.
Yeah, like, you're wasting time with her. I hope she's the one. But then you're not wasting time with her.
Yeah. It's like, if a boy has a girlfriend, it's like, oh, you're missing your whole 20s. But if it's the opposite way, it's like, why don't you have your boyfriend? You're in your 20s, you should be settling down.
Who are you?
You should be settling down.
Oh, don't worry, you'll find someone before you're 30.
It's like, girl.
You'll find someone to have kids with.
How do you know
like,
that's my aim?
Yeah, maybe we don't want boyfriends ever.
That's not the aim of the game for me. Like, I don't think I want a boyfriend till next year. And even then, I'm not sure about that.
No, because next year, we're moving to Paris. Fun fact.
We're going to have a friend. We're
moving to Paris in 2023.
Yeah. We've been to Paris. We went to Paris in November for a month on our gap year. Absolutely fell in love with it. And we are planning to move January or February of next year.
Yes. So
this podcast will take a whole another
turn.
It'll
be the Paris. It won't be the Paris Diaries. It'll be the Paris.
Life.
We'll think of a name.
Everyone ponder on that.
Yeah, think of a name
but we'll get a French boyfriend, perhaps.
Ooh. Well, this is a subject of another episode, so we can't speak too much on this.
It's language barrier and
language barrier dating people from different countries.
Our experiences and our story times. So that's actually not what today's episode is about.
Do you know what, though? I just thought of every story time we have about a boy for each episode is about from a boy from a different country. Actually, no, one of them isn't.
One of them isn't. Oh, who's it?
Milan. Yeah, we haven't planned that. Oh, guys, I'm getting ahead of myself. I but fun fact.
Yeah, but on the subject of boyfriends, that kind of goes quite well into what this episode's about. So we're just talking about relationships.
Kind of the theme of this episode.
Yeah.
Kind of got a story about this.
Yeah. So If you guys don't know, this is the last episode of Barcelona.
Only two, because we was only there for a week. And who knows, if we go back to Barcelona this year, there could be another Barcelona story.
Yeah.
So what are we going to start the story?
Yeah. Okay. In the next section, guys, we are going to be spilling all the tea on this Barcelona story. Probably the beefiest one yet. Okay, we are back.
And we've got a story for you.
What a story.
But I think this is probably the best story of Barcelona, to be honest.
I agree.
We're not the best. It's actually quite sad.
It's a sad story.
It's really sad.
And it ended badly.
There's a lot of guilt. But I don't think he knows it ended badly because he doesn't know we know.
He doesn't know we know.
But he does know, actually. I don't think he does.
Anyway,
let's
just get into the story because you guys have no clue what we're on about.
So basically, if you watched last week's episode, I would suggest you do because
otherwise
that's
this won't
like
make
the
a
first
lot of
story
sense.
Of Barcelona because it kind of links into this one. So when we was at the club with the Aussie boys,
Darren
we actually ran into Darren
Gary.
And Gary.
Yeah,
we actually ran into. We've given these two names as well, Bill
and Giles.
So these two are Swedish boys, hence being named Bill from
Mamma Mia. If you know, you know. And Giles, because so I like that name.
Bill and Giles, suits him.
Yeah, suits him.
Suits the character.
Yeah.
So Bill and Giles come up to us in the club. For some reason, Darren and Gary were like off. I think they were getting drinks for us. And
Gary wasn't. Gary yeah, never bought me a drink.
Gary was stingy.
Gary did not buy me a drink.
Gary was not. I know, do you know what? I'm not saying it's not gentlemanly to not buy a girl a drink, but he was.
He just did not
Grace bought him loads of drinks.
I bought him loads of drinks. And it wasn't
reciprocated.
It wasn't reciprocated.
Anyway, we've slagged off Gary enough in the last episode. So
anyway,
let's leave that out for today.
Yeah. Yeah, so these two Swedish boys come up to us. Giles and Bill.
It was love at first sight.
It was love at first sight
for me.
And
with
Bill.
No, probably not Antip. I mean, I doubt he.
No, but for you and
like,
Bill, like,
in love with her.
You fell in love with Bill.
Yeah, so I literally looked at him and I was like, oh my God, he is my
dream
man.
Your dream man.
Should I describe him?
Yeah.
So he had lovely hair. Like, I always say, I love long hair. It was, like, dirty blonde, like, kind of like my colour, but a bit lighter.
Yeah.
A bit. So he's kind of blondy, but kind of not. So, like...
He's blonde.
Dark blonde. Tanned.
Mm-hmm.
Cheekbones. He wore a blazer. Like, I don't like how, sorry, this is gonna sound really bad, but I don't really like the typical English boy style. It's not
the vibe.
It's not what I'm attracted to. But Swedish boys know how to dress.
Yeah.
We've realised this. Swedish boys just
Grace just basically just straight away fancied this boy.
It was just love at first sight. It was like he is everything I would want.
Yeah.
And it's superficial, but looks are what attract you to start with.
Yeah,
someone.
You don't know someone's personality straight off.
Exactly.
Like, looks do matter at the start.
So I was like, wow. Anyway, but I was, that night, like, I kind of stayed with the Australian because...
I don't know why. But it was actually quite funny because if you guys watched last episode, you'd know that Darren and Gary were really pressuring us to go back to our apartment.
Yeah, but what's funny is...
Whose apartment did we go back to?
The Swedish actually invited us to their rooftop at the hotel. So we went back to theirs.
Yeah. We went back to Giles and Bill's apartment with the Australians, actually.
No, it sounds all a bit weird.
We all
it?
Went because we would never go around a boy's apartment without other boys. That makes any sense. Like, we just wouldn't feel safe. But we just immediately...
It felt like a friendly vibe.
It was bestie vibes only with the Swedish boys at the start.
So...
at the start.
Bestie vibes only. So basically, we went back to... their like hotel room to start with, and we were just waiting for him to like allow us the guys in the hotel to allow us on the rooftop. So we were just like waiting. It was very interesting seeing a boy's hotel room. There was pants everywhere.
It was pants galore. There was just wet pants everywhere. I actually
don't know why. Like, did they not
there was just pants all over the radiator. And
why were they wet?
No, this is so funny. So Grace and I were in his toilet looking at all these pants. And then we came out and got a mirror selfie. And he walked in. It was really awkward because he knew we were like staring at his apartment. He got us like champagne. So bear in mind, so Grace really finds Bill attractive.
I'm stuck with Darren.
Yeah. I'm kind of becoming like...
But I'd got the ick by then.
Yeah. I'm becoming like bestie vibes with Giles. Like, we're just, like, friends.
We're all getting along. We're listening to ABBA.
But I just want to say that, like, Grace is, like, head over heels for Bill. For me, it's more bestie vibes only with Giles.
Grace isn't fancy Giles, basically. don't feel bad. No, you don't. You're allowed to not fancy him.
No, it's not why I didn't fancy him. I just, it had more of a friendship energy. Like, we just felt like friends.
Okay.
Just disclaimer. So, yeah, we had this really good night. And then we're like, okay, let's just meet up with Bill and Giles, because, not the Aussies.
Because the whole thing had happened with them about...
Them pressuring us.
And we've got the ick, and we just didn't really like them. Like, we just knew they were not good eggs.
No.
They were just...
Good eggs.
They were just a bit wrong, to be honest. And you would have heard that last episode.
So we were like, okay, forget the Australians. We're just going to go out with Bill and Giles and see what it's like, the four of us.
So we get to the club and they have a whole table booked for us.
Yeah.
And there was loads of alcohol. So we'd order like a gin lemonade. They'd bring over like four gin lemonades. It was extravagant.
It was excessive. Like, he asked me, Bill, the one Grace fancied, was like, do you want anything? And I said, oh yeah, can I have a bottle, like some vodka? And he would come back with like six premium bottles of vodka, knowing I would die if I drank all of that. Like, just kind of doing it to be excessive, like doing it to kind of not show off.
I think that was his way of trying to impress us. Yeah, to impress us. Quite sweet that he was trying to do that.
Yeah. So what happened between you and Bill, Grace?
Okay, so I was like, I want to get to know this Bill. So I just started speaking to him, and he was like, I'll come outside, let's talk outside. So we started speaking outside and it went really well. Like, I really liked him. I really liked his personality.
You were obsessed.
I was obsessed. And when I get obsessed with someone,
it's deadly.
It's dangerous, because
she's all consumed.
It's all consumed. But it doesn't happen much.
No.
I would say this is the most extreme it's ever happened, the most I've ever liked someone. Yeah. And that's really bold. And that's why this story is quite sad.
Yeah.
No. I'm going to say it right, I'm joking. That's why this story is actually quite tragic.
Yeah. But like, you were obsessed with Bill.
I was a bit obsessed with Bill. And I thought we really got on. I was very attracted to not only his looks, but his personality too. Like, mm-hmm.
He had a very Chuck Bass energy.
He had a charm.
Yeah.
He had a charm.
A Chuck Bass charm. Like, if you like imagine Chuck Bass, that is what this Bill acted like. Like, would run around and like order people to do stuff.
No,
and,
that makes him sound really bad.
He just had a lot of power.
His energy was very like, he just seemed very like motivated in life. Like, he had such a charm. He had a charm. He had an energy that I really liked.
Yeah, you did like
it. I've never, like, you know when like a boy is really flaky and like you have to be the one that organised everything, and like...
You didn't have that with him.
Like, he would organise everything. Yeah. I don't know, he just gave me the energy of like, if he was a boyfriend, you'd never have to like...
He would take control of the situation.
Yeah, like, he'd pick the place and be like, right, I'm taking you here. You know what I mean? That kind of energy. Yeah.
So he
would always invite me out and he would have a cigarette and we would speak. So like, I actually have a scar from him.
He burnt Grace with the
cigarette. No, he didn't do it. I flicked my hand into his cigarette. And it burnt. So he dragged me to the toilet. He was like, oh my God, he felt so bad. So he like ran my hand on the tap. It was
really
quite
quick.
Romantic.
He'd walk really quick everywhere.
Yeah, he was like, right, I've burnt you. Like, oh my God. He was like so apologetic.
Yeah.
And he like held my hand under the tap. He was like, I'm really sorry. He felt really bad. And then we went on the dance floor.
Mm-hmm.
And we kissed. We kissed on two different occasions. I think the second was also on the dance floor. So yeah, that was that.
Bear in mind, I'm sat there with Giles, bestie vibes only. Like, yeah, Grace is gone for like the whole
but
night.
Like, it would always be, we'd go back, we'd have a dance, and then he'd be like, I'll come outside. Like,
and like, drag
and we'd,
you
we'd
off.
Just talk for ages. Yeah. We'd talk for absolutely ages. Just, oh, it's like making me sound really like embarrassing. But
no, it's not. Like, this I really is what you liked do. Him. You really liked him. This is what you do on a night out. Like, you got the vibe that. He likes
you. You can't speak in a club. You have to go outside.
Yeah, you have to go outside. And you just really liked him. Like, you liked his looks. You liked his energy. You liked everything about him.
Yeah. So I really liked him and I was a bit obsessed. I'm trying to see if I've still got...
Have you still got the scar? She still has the cigarette scar. You guys obviously can't see because it's a podcast, but she has the scar still. She's been scarred mentally and physically from this experience.
So... It's all sounding quite good, isn't
it? It's all sounding like, okay, but where's it going to go wrong? But you'll see later in the podcast. But didn't he keep in contact with you and stuff? Like, he would message, like, because he was sitting in Barcelona.
He got my Snapchat and I think I asked him for his Instagram and he said he didn't have it.
Which red flag number one.
Red flag number one. So I think what happened was his Snapchat name is, it's just his name.
Bill.
Bill 119290. It's his name with like some numbers after it. So of course I was like, oh my God, I need to find this boy's Instagram. And I can't remember if I either asked him, but I know his Snapchat name, it doesn't have his surname.
Yeah.
So I couldn't find his Instagram.
We found Giles's Instagram and then found
And then we were like, Bill's. Oh, he does have Instagram. We found it.
And we're not going to tell what happened because that's in the next part of the podcast. But that should have been a red flag when he said, I don't have Instagram.
Because everyone has Instagram.
Everybody has Instagram.
And especially if Giles had it.
Yeah, his friend had it. So it was like, so did we go out with them again?
Grace, the story's like, we went out with them twice.
Yeah, they were actually like a really good time. They were actually like generally nice boys. This is why it gets really shocking.
We had so much fun with them. Like, we would be in the car.
We'd always go back to their apartment and nothing like racy happened. We'd always just sit there and like play games. That sounds really shit.
Play games.
Play like,
we'd go to the rooftop. Game? Drink.
Two truths, one lie.
Yeah, it was really fun.
And like, we would sit in the taxi and play like ABBA and they would get into it and sing. Like, it was like a really good vibe and I was bestie vibes only with Giles.
It was, you keep just saying this. keep reiterating,
because like, I want to make it clear that like, there was nothing like that in it for me. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, it was bestie vibes only for me. And so then
someone count the amount of times Grace is bestie vibes only in this. She really,
but then for you, you really liked, what's his name?
Bill.
How can we forget?
I know.
Because Bill was the Swedish one, isn't he?
Yes.
It's kind of fitting, you know.
Well, that's why we called him
Bill. Was this our first experience with Swedish boys?
Yeah. It was. There's more stories about Swedish boys to come.
Yeah. So we're going to go into the next segment now, but all you need to know is Grace found the Instagram.
I found the Instagram and I think you can kind of guess what I found. Yeah, and
keep listening if you want to find out what she found, because it wasn't pretty.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
All right, so
she finds the Instagram that he didn't have, apparently. And what do you find on there, Grace?
I find a full-on girlfriend.
A girlfriend.
He has a girlfriend, guys. How disgusting. He has had a girlfriend that whole time. He lied and said he didn't have an Instagram.
Yeah.
And we find him.
And like, not only has he got a girlfriend, she is in his bio.
And in a post of them and kissing.
He has six posts, or like five. And the first post is them kissing.
You know when you're just like,
yeah,
fuck.
Like, of course.
Of course there's a catch.
Of course there's a catch.
There's always going to be a catch.
of course, like the only boy you find that
he's
hot.
He's probably the only boy I've ever liked that much.
Yeah, and of course he has a girlfriend. So, it was a big blow, wasn't it?
It was a major blow. And I was just there questioning, like, do I message the girlfriend? Because,
yeah,
like, not only did we kiss, but, like, we had deep conversations and stuff. Like, it was, you know, when you're just a bit, like, and we kept messaging as well. Like,
yeah, it was, like, constant messaging.
And, like, the things he was saying as well, like...
Yeah. And we, like, went back to his room. Nothing happened. Like, the most you did was
but
kiss.
It makes me question,
but
like...
We went back to his room. We went to his back to his rooftop bar. Like...
But what was he thinking?
What was he thinking?
And, like, even...
Did he think
the friend knew? The friend...
So this is... Okay. So this is, like, the next bit story. So... They asked to meet again, and we met them again with the Australians, I think. We all went as, like, a six.
Which we shouldn't have really done.
No, but we were like, we need to come, like, kind of see what
we wanted to,
Bill does.
Yeah, like, we wanted to
it
know.
It was a social experiment, some would say.
We wanted to know if what, he would lie. Yeah.
We're like, we are going to meet him again, and we are going to, like, test Bill and see if he comes clean about his girlfriend, or if he's going to... Because... Oh my God, we left this bit out. We followed Bill on Instagram.
Yeah, we followed him. So he knew that we knew.
Because we were like, this motherfucker.
Because there's no hiding from that Instagram. Like, his Instagram, she's in his bio.
Yeah.
With a heart.
Yes.
And in a post.
So we were like, okay, let's follow him. And then we kind of thought he would see that we followed him and never want to meet us again because he knows that we
know.
Yeah,
and be like all embarrassed.
But he wasn't. He was like,
let's meet again. He must have thought we were stupid.
Oh he must have thought we were thick.
Oh, then they might just think it's my sister.
Sorry, like, no. An ancestral situation.
No. But for him to like be like, oh yeah, let's meet again. Like,
yeah. So we're like, okay. So we met them again with the Australian boys. And we're asking the Australian boys, we're like, did you know that he had a girlfriend? And I think they said yes or something like that.
I'm really confused because I don't think we did. We didn't see them again after
we
that.
We did, because we said something to Giles.
I think we was going to see them that night and then we just didn't bother.
No, we saw Giles and we asked Giles if
he had
a girlfriend.
Yeah, we saw Giles, but we only saw the Australians again. We didn't see the Swedish again.
Oh, not... No, Giles.
I don't think...
We did.
We saw Giles again, but I don't think we saw the Swedes after...
We did, because I asked the friend if...
I'm so baffled.
Do you remember we caught the friend out when Bill left the room to be on the phone with his girlfriend? Do you remember
this? Yeah, okay, yeah, right. Yeah.
This is what I'm talking about. So we asked the Australians, we're like, oh, did you know? And I think they knew because they followed him or something.
They were like...
I think they knew, basically.
Yeah, but they didn't know I'd got with him.
Darren had no clue.
It's all so messy.
Darren, the Australian, had no clue that Grace had got with the Swedish boy. So he was like, oh, yeah, I knew he had a girlfriend. We're like, okay. So we're sat on the rooftop and Bill goes off on the phone and he like runs off and we think he was talking to his girlfriend on the phone, don't we? 100% he
was. It must have been.
So I say to the friend, Giles, I'm like, is that his girlfriend? And Giles slips up and he's like, yeah. And he goes, that's his mum.
And then, no, we find out as well from the Australians that actually he'd asked them to not show us his Instagram.
Yeah.
Because the Australians had him on Instagram. And I think that might be how we found him because it had mutual followers.
So not only...
What a liar.
This is like a big web of lies.
No, he's such a liar.
He asked the Australian boys, do not show those girls my Instagram. So he, like, that was intentional. Then his friend Giles slips up and admits he has a girlfriend to us and like had like a stutter because he was so shook that he like slipped up. So he's just like caught in a massive web of lies, isn't he?
But like, somehow he just didn't get confronted. Maybe we should have just confronted
him. We should have
confronted
him, but I think we didn't really know him well enough.
No,
like,
and it would be a bit awkward.
Like, we had known him for like
2 days. We were just there for like... To go out and get drunk and have fun.
We'd
like,
literally
we
known
to
him for 2 days.
Beef him.
Like, we couldn't have just run up to him.
Like the second time we met up, I stayed away from him. Because
like
I was like, I'm not going to...
We literally only met up with him because we were with the Australians.
But
we
I think he must have had a feeling we knew because...
We followed
his
him.
His vibe was off.
And we followed him.
Oh, yeah, he knew. He knew we knew.
Because we followed him on Instagram thinking he was going to be really embarrassed. And then he just met us anyway. And we were like, oh, that's not how we thought that was going to happen. But he had no shame about it.
It was like he didn't care. But then I think he knew because he didn't try it on and try and go out and speak to me again.
I think he must have been a little bit embarrassed.
He knew we knew.
Yeah. So that was a fat L for you, wasn't it?
Fat L for me, but...
Not really. I mean, like, better you know now.
Yeah,
than, like,
of course. Because imagine... Or, like, imagine if I'd, like, actually slept with him. Like, I would have felt so guilty. But then I'm a bit like, should I have messaged the girlfriend? Because...
Yeah, this is the question, isn't it?
I would want to know. But then I was just like, she lives in a different country. She doesn't speak the same language as me. Like, I can't really message her. That's a bit weird.
And, like, is it really, like, the boys... Like, is it not Bill's job to tell the girlfriend, like... Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a really hard topic because...
I mean, even Giles should feel a bit bad because he's let his mate do that.
And Giles was really, like, kind of covering Bill's tracks. Really, like, covering for him when he'd go off
the phone. Giles had his back.
It made a lot of sense, though, because, like, Bill would always run off and we'd always be like, where is he going?
Yeah, he would disappear.
Probably to talk to his girlfriend. And sometimes he would, like... not message Grace back for a couple, like, 6 hours, maybe because he was with a girlfriend, or talk to his girlfriend, or on FaceTime with his girlfriend.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I don't know, it just made a lot of sense at the end, didn't it?
It did put a lot of things together.
It really did. Like, the red flags were, like, high.
But, like, what a knob end. Like...
It's actually kind of psychopathic. No, but... Not psychopathic, sociopathic.
The way he was acting was... I honestly just feel so bad for the girlfriend. And I'm a bit like, the more I think about it, the more angry I get. And the more I'm like, I should have messaged her.
Yeah. Like, this is the question. Like, what would you guys do? Like, because it's a really hard one. Because, like, do you ruin? I think they were together for, like, they're still together. But
the post, yeah, we've checked and they're still together. The post
have they been together?
Is
like two years? A year?
2018 or something. So they've been, they're like high school sweethearts.
Oh my God, like, do you end a 3-year relationship? Like, that's the question, isn't it?
It's like, the question is, does he do this a lot?
That's
the question is he a serial cheater?
I don't think he's a first time offender.
I don't think
he
is, because he did it so casually.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like he just kissed me and then just
ran off.
Ignored me.
It was like over a couple of days. We kept seeing him and so, like, I think this is what he does. But, like, and then the more we've told people this story, a lot of people have said to us, well, maybe he's in an open relationship.
Oh, my God, this was another thing. So
maybe he is.
We met some friends in Milan and we were telling them about this situation and we were just, like, really confused at how blatantly he did it and how
casual it was and easy.
Yeah,
for
like,
him.
It just seemed so normal. Not normal, but... It was so... But then I just think boys are like that anyway. But basically, she said a lot of people these days, especially like when you go to uni, because it's like uni age, a lot of people in open relationships.
So then we started to think, okay...
But then he wouldn't have covered his tracks.
That's
he would have just said, I am in a relationship, but it is open.
I just...
He wouldn't have covered his tracks, would he?
I don't know how people don't have guilt cheating on their, like, 3-year spouse.
But it's disgusting. If you want to play the field and be... a player, don't have a boyfriend.
I don't get the
point. Girlfriend. It's like, it's
I don't
like
get the
us
point.
Having boyfriends this year, we would be tempted and want to go out and have fun and get with other people because that's the situation we're in.
Yeah.
So if you feel that
so
way,
don't be in a relationship.
If you feel that way, then don't get a girlfriend slash boyfriend.
I literally don't get it.
I think it's actually cowardly because obviously...
It's so cowardly.
Obviously, well, not just him in particular, but like if you cheat on someone, you obviously aren't happy in the relationship. So... You're just being a coward by not ending things with them. And then you can go about and do your things. You're just being a coward, I think.
I think it is like a bit... So like, I think you're a bit of a psycho because I could not sleep at night knowing that I've cheated on someone.
And especially as like it's been like months. Or maybe he just is like, oh, we just got off. Like, it's not really a kiss. And we just kiss. It's not...
Maybe in his mind, he can justify it by saying, oh, I didn't really cheat. It was just a kiss.
Or it could be like, oh, what happens on holiday?
I think that's what boys do.
It's so disgusting. Yeah. And I think they all say that to each other as well. Like, if they go on, like...
Oh, it's just
like
a
group
kiss.
Of the boys go to Ibiza. They say, like, oh, what happens in...
Ibiza stays in Ibiza.
No, not even Ibiza. What happens in Bifa? Stays in Bifa.
No, literally. I think they see a shag as a cheat and a kiss as nothing. But, like, to me, that is, like... That's cheating.
Oh, just a thought of... I mean, it's hard for us to envision it because we've not had boyfriends. But the thought of like a boyfriend, even having a flirty conversation
with another girl,
like saying the things they say to you, to her, saying those lines that they'd be like, oh, I just think you're the most beautiful girl I've ever seen.
The other thing I'm thinking is like, surely this girlfriend looks through his Instagram followers and sees that they're majority
there's two girls
that
was in Barcelona.
Yep.
At the same time.
And like his snap, because you like his Snapchat must just be filled with girls.
How does she not
like?
See
how
that?
Does she not?
Or even like say
question
say
that.
He got back from Barcelona, like we was in his Snapchat history, so like trying to organise nights out and stuff. So surely she'd scroll down and be like, "Who are these?"
I don't.
But maybe he keeps his. He's obviously a master.
He's
of
obviously
the,
a master of
he's
cheating.
He's mastered it. He knows what to do.
Yeah, but I don't get
how
she's
disgusting.
Not seen any of this. Like,
how disgusting.
Would you, right, this is a question. If you were the girlfriend, would you want to get messaged?
Yeah.
Would you?
I would want to get messaged. So then I'm like, but it's too late now. It's been months.
You can't be like, babe, it's I went on holiday
September,
10
October,
months ago or
November, December, January. It's been 6 months. I can't message her now.
I just honestly think this
because
is what
because she would sound like I'm
do.
Lying if it was yeah. 6 months ago.
Like, would you want a girl to message you if it was like a flirty conversation?
No. Yeah, I still would.
But then I would.
But then no one would do that over a conversation. No one would do that. It would
and
just
also,
be
I think it's how much trust you have in your boyfriend because, like, a girl could message and lie.
Yeah, or like a psycho girl, like
yeah.
You'd have to, you'd have to have receipts.
Yeah. Because this is the other thing: is like, you could message that girl, and then her not believe you, think you're a psychopath, and then be like, "This girl's lying, saying she got like you're
but
a
then
liar."
Then what have I really got to lose? Now it's becoming more tempting, me messaging her, like, being a menace. Like, well, it's not even me being a menace.
He's Dennis.
Yeah.
The menace.
We should call him Dennis.
We should call him Dennis.
Forget Bill.
I know. Crying out loud. But, like,
Christ.
Surely Giles has, like, pulled him aside and been like, mate.
Yeah, because Giles did seem quite sweet. I would never say Bill seemed sweet from the start. He just...
No.
He just seemed attractive.
Giles is, like, actually a sweet
Giles
boy.
Giles seemed really sweet.
But
clearly not that sweet if he's helping his friend cover his tracks.
But yeah, that is basically what happened in Barcelona. And that is how that ended. So do you know what was actually quite funny? We went to Barcelona, met four different people, and they all ended badly. Apart from Giles.
Giles is a
sweetheart.
Giles
is literally an angel from all of this.
Giles.
He's like risen up like an angel. Hasn't he?
We actually love Giles. But then I'm also like, you helped your friend
Giles
cover
enabled
up.
It.
Yeah.
Didn't he? Really?
Because he lied.
He
Although
lied.
Actually, did he?
Well, no, he didn't lie. He tried to lie and then badly did it. Because he couldn't.
Like, nice try, Giles.
Nice try, Giles, but we caught you
nothing
out.
Nothing fools us.
Literally nothing fools
try
us.
Try and fool us. No,
fool me.
What's you won't fool me twice.
Fool me once, shame on me.
Fool me twice, shame on me.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. It felt like, have you taken us for a mug?
Yeah, I think he is taking us for a mug. Do you think we're stupid? Do you think I was born yesterday?
Yeah. I just think he's a serial cheater. Do you know what, though? This is why so many girls don't want their boyfriends gone on lads' holidays.
And it's scary. It's and it's but it just depends on the boy, I think. I mean,
if you get yourself a good egg, but, like, it's just very hard to find a good
egg. And you
egg.
Just never know if a good egg is a good egg because they're good at covering themselves up. Like, you would think a lot of boys are good eggs. But
yeah.
They but you're really not on that. It. The truth is, you're not on that holiday.
No.
So you'll never know.
You'll never know.
The only
happens.
Thing you can hope is they have a mate that's nice and would just be like, pull them up and be like, what are you doing?
Oh, you just I just don't think boys do.
No, because you're not going to. Like, for example, if you were cheating, oh my God, this is a good scenario. If you were, if I was cheating on my boyfriend on a girl's holiday.
Yeah.
What would you do? You get along with the boyfriend, but you're not that close with the boyfriend.
Okay.
You like him,
to
but
me,
like,
it all depends on your level of drunkenness.
Okay.
If you were literally out of your mind drunk, I would do something about it because I'd be like, she doesn't know what she's doing. But if you were completely sober, I'd be like, I can't stop you doing what you want to do. Do you know what I mean?
So you would let me do it, but you'd be a bit like, Grace.
I would judge you. I'd be like, okay. After the fact, I'd be like, was that really a smart decision? But I wouldn't stop you because I'd be like, if you're sober, that's, as an adult, your decision you've made. But if you were drunk, I would definitely stop it because...
You'd drag me away.
Yeah, because I know you'd regret it the next day.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you do.
Okay, well, my verdict is, again, if you're drunk, I'd be like... But then I do think they say drunk actions.
Oh, actually, your real actions.
Sober thoughts or something.
Yeah.
So there's a saying for it. So really, what you're doing when you're drunk is that... Like, when you're drunk, you're never that drunk to a point where you don't know you have a boyfriend, I don't think. No. I think that's just an excuse.
But I think you make bad judgment. Like, I think you don't
rash decisions.
Yeah. You don't double think what you're doing. Like, you just... Because I've done stuff drunk and then the next day I'm like, why did I do that?
Or said stuff.
Oh my God, definitely said stuff. Like, we've all said stuff we regret on a night out, and you come home, you're like...
And your parents, the paranoia. Oh God.
That's the worst.
You're like, what did I say? Was I rude to this person?
But what about if you really liked my boyfriend?
Okay, so if I...
But you thought he was my soulmate.
Right, so what I would think, if you were sober and did it, I would be like, right, we need to question your relationship because there's clearly something you're lacking if you want to go and cheat on your boyfriend a night out. I'd be like, well, he's clearly not your soulmate. You're clearly not happy.
I would judge you a bit.
I'd be like, you need to dump your boyfriend. No, I'd be like, if you're cheating on him.
Yeah, but I would judge you a bit. I would be a bit like, where's your character gone? Like, you're not a coward. Like, you're not a cheater. Like,
I've just got deja vu. Sorry. I've just got deja vu. Oh, we've definitely spoke about this in a video before.
No, but I do just think, like, if you cheat on someone, I think you have a bad... I don't think you have a good personality. I don't think you're a good person.
No.
Like, it's a level of evilness to cheat on someone. So I would question... I'd be like, Grace, this isn't the Grace I know.
Yeah,
this isn't
Grace my photo.
Yeah, I would. Because I'd be like, if you could do that to your boyfriend, like, what would you do to me?
Could you betray me?
That's exactly what I would think.
Cue Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah,
you betrayed me.
Maybe I'd only allow it if you, like, I don't know.
If the boyfriend
was like horrible.
If it was like revenge, if the boyfriend cheats on you and then you go and cheat. No, that's just immature. No.
But then you wouldn't be together.
I would, if you cheated on your boyfriend sober, I would just be like, Grace, you're clearly not happy with him. If you're going out in a club and cheating on
but
him.
But again, it's like, what level of cheating is it? Like, is it kissing? Is it sleeping with someone? To me, they're all the same.
Kissing, I'd be like, really? I'd just be like, did you really want to kiss someone that badly?
Yeah, because now that's always going to be in your head that you've cheated with someone.
But then if you slept with someone, I'd be like, are you lacking something in your bedroom?
Oh, you're like... See, that's but that's a different level of cheating, in my opinion. Sleeping with someone is like... But again, kissing to me
I think
just
any cheating is bad.
Cheating is cheating.
Like, one move and you've cheated.
I know.
It's crazy.
But anyway, now we're going to read your guys' experiences with the subject of, like, lads' holidays, cheating.
We have got quite a few. We've got a couple of dilemmas.
Yeah.
And we've got one girl, which I found really, really, really interesting.
But we'll get to you guys in the next segment. I'm really excited to hear these.
No, this is so interesting.
Go on. Is this a dilemma?
This isn't. This is a perspective. You'll get what I mean. Okay. Hi, girls. Just wanted to say I love your channel and have been around since 1K. Can't wait to see where it takes you.
Oh, thank
you. How cute
you.
Is that? She's probably seen that video we were talking about earlier.
Oh, God. Sorry about that.
The festival inside.
Apologies for that one.
So last year, I worked in MAGA. And as you can imagine, we saw plenty of boys on a lad's holiday.
Shagaloof, they call it.
90% of them that had girlfriends cheated. 90%.
That makes me feel ill.
I had met a boy and we were getting on quite... I mean, this is a similar situation. We were getting on quite well. A few drinks later, we were kissing by the bar and his phone went off. He went to turn it on silent when I saw the lock screen. A collage of pictures of him and his girlfriend.
Oh, shit.
Immediately, I walked off and didn't speak to him again. Until I saw him one morning in our apartment block doing the walk of shame after having a threesome with two girls also working there.
Oh.
So many other boys just not admitting they had girlfriends, but their friends saying they did, and some just straight up admitting they were cheaters.
God. If I worked there, I'd be tracking down these girlfriends.
Oh my God.
And messaging
I'd be
them.
Like, who are they? I'd be like examining the lock screen photo.
What a dumbass. Why would you not change? If you're a serial cheater... No, to change your
he was obviously a one-timer.
Dumbass.
I will say, though, most of the girls were just as bad.
Really?
Lots of cheating on their end. And also, I can't imagine. It's not just boys, is it?
But
it's not just boys.
In my head, it's mostly boys.
The thing is, we are young. Sometimes relationships are too much at a young age. And sometimes when you're young, you make mistakes and you...
Then break up. There's never an excuse for cheating.
I can't excuse it. But, like... Girls do it too. We can't just say it's only boys.
Yeah.
most of the girls were just as bad. Lots of cheating on their end, and also knowing the boys had girlfriends and continuing to sleep with them. Some girls just don't care if the boy's the girlfriend.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, it's worse on the boy, but like, still, I think if you know a boy has a girlfriend, you should just have some respect for yourself and stop sleeping with them. Like, that's...
I agree. But clearly they don't.
They clearly are just like, whatever.
They clearly just want a shag.
It's safe to say I will not be getting into a relationship anytime soon. So it's scarred her.
I imagine.
They will have to be way past their lad's holiday stage by then. Lots of love.
Christ.
I mean, I agree with you. I think the only time I want to get a boyfriend is past the I mean, maybe someone like in their early 20s where they're past that stage. Because I do think at this age you've got to be single. You just should be single anyway. And I think that's why a lot of cheating does happen. It's because this is the time to have fun and meet new people and explore.
Yeah, but people are in different life stages. Like, some people don't want to party and do all of that. Some people want a serious relationship.
But then I think if you choose to be in the serious relationship stage, then you choose to be in that, and you don't, you go on a night out and you stay loyal.
Yeah. I mean, even one of our friends, this has actually happened in Milan, but it refers to this. She really fancied this boy in a club and went up to him, and he was getting with loads of girls. And she went up to him and he was like, oh no, I have a girlfriend. And she was like, but you're getting with everyone who is walking around the club and is a girl. And he was just like, yeah, that's what I do, wasn't he?
Yeah, he said like he was Spanish and he did like this sign, which means you're a cheater. Like, I don't know if any of you are Spanish.
Yeah.
But this,
obviously you can't see it because it's podcast, but it's when you put two fingers up and apparently it means like you cheat.
Yeah, it's like infidelity or
something.
It means
infidelity.
And she said the word, it was in Spanish, it sounded like infidelity.
Yeah, he like did the sign. It literally is a sign saying like, I have a girlfriend but I cheat.
How crazy.
It's just disgusting. And she ran off from him. Don't worry, guys. But I don't know. It's just crazy. Like, my biggest fear...
It's
like,
so common and it's disgusting. Yeah.
But, like, imagine if you didn't see his Instagram or the girlfriend wasn't on Bill's Instagram. You went on dates with him.
I mean, that could have... It could have escalated.
And then, like, you thought he was going to be your boyfriend and then that comes out.
I mean, he did live in a different country, so...
But, like, it could happen so easy, like, in London. Like, what about if that happens to us? We think we're going to... marry someone and then
some
they have
people have
different
multiple
life.
Relationships and they cover it all up and everything.
It's actually scary.
It's
like
vile. It's so horrible.
Some people are like psychopathic.
The truth is most people do get cheated on in their life. That's,
it's so true. Like,
most people
experience cheating.
Both my parents have been cheated on. Both
none
of them.
My parents have.
Lucky them.
But I think that's because they didn't, both of them have been that many relationships.
No.
Obviously, you're more likely to if you get into more relationships.
No, but then my mum and dad have only really had one before each other, and both of those...
Ended in cheating.
My dad got cheated on, so did my mum.
That is wild.
How crazy.
I wonder if one of us will.
Grace, that was a silly question. Of course it's going to happen, and we're going to be so gutted. It's going to happen to one of us.
If it happened... The revenge that we
no,
would
because
pull.
Oh my god, I'd be so angry. I would just be
no,
so angry.
The revenge.
No,
we would
because
pull.
I think so. My mum actually got cheated on. This is a fun story. Mm-mm. My mum got cheated on when she was younger, and she went around his house and put prawns in his radiator, tore up all his clothes. Like, Alexa played before he cheats, no, like Harry Underwood.
So that would be what we would do, but it'd be to a next level. Because, like, say if your boyfriend cheated on you, we'd both go around and do something.
Oh my god. The revenge.
The revenge we would pull.
Alexa play Better Than Revenge by Taylor Swift.
I don't know what revenge I would pull, but it would be good. I would do something in his workplace. I'd love if he was like a city boy. Like
maybe
a bank,
I'd try and embarrass him.
In front of his work colleagues. That's what I would do.
Like cut a hole in his bum cheeks and his trousers so he's walking around with his pants out.
No, do it the front way. That'd be even better. They'd feel a breeze.
They'd feel a bit cold.
They'd feel a breeze.
It'd be a bit cold down there.
That wouldn't work. That would not work.
Oh God.
We'd find
it's
a way.
It's gonna happen. That's really morbid, but one of us is gonna get cheated on.
Stop it.
Well, maybe not, but I think it's character building. Like,
yeah.
Oh. You have to get through the hard times.
You have to kiss some frogs to find meet your prince charming. And this was a frog. This was a frog experience.
This was a toad. A toad experience.
It's a toad
not
experience.
Even a, let's not even call him a frog. Let's call him a toad.
Yeah. It was a bad experience for sure. Well, I wasn't even done to me.
I mean, like, I'm still here, I'm thriving. It didn't go far enough for me to be like heartbroken. Like, it was, I met up with him like 3 times. Like, I'm not gonna be heartbroken. No, but like,
do you know what? It probably actually made us more aware.
Yeah, it definitely did. It was like too good to be true.
It was a good lesson. Yeah, if someone's too good to true, probably are.
Yeah.
He was too good to be true.
There wasn't even any red flags, which is a scary thing.
Him not having Instagram.
Oh yeah, that's the only red flag. But like, some people actually don't have Instagram. Like, it's not like with bloody, what's his name, Darren. Like, there was about 100 billion red flags.
Yeah.
But then I never really liked Darren, to be honest.
You really liked Bill. So the life lesson is, we've come out of Barcelona with a lot of life lessons.
Yeah, basically spent the whole holiday meeting douchebags.
Yeah.
We had fun.
Yeah.
We had fun until it ended.
The life lessons were, don't get pressured into doing stuff you don't want to.
Don't be lured back to some weirdo's apartment.
If you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And always listen to your gut with icks. Like, if you're always listen to your gut.
I think you get icks for a reason. Like, I think, right, so for example, if you got the ick off a boy doing a cartwheel, you wouldn't
this
get the ick.
This is referring to last
right,
episode.
Right, so say, like, you really like someone. For example, if before I found out Bill had a girlfriend, if Bill did a cartwheel, that wouldn't give me the ick. I'd be a bit like, oh, what are you doing? But it wouldn't give me the ick because, like, I liked him enough, you know? Yeah. I think you only get the ick. I think ick sometimes can just be excuses for just not liking someone, you know?
We were talking about icks last episode. If you guys don't know what we're on about.
Yes, go and listen to that one.
We've just come back with so many life lessons.
Yeah, and we have.
A week's every, long trip.
Every episode, we're going to say a life lesson we've learned from each trip.
And this life lesson...
We've learned a lot on each trip.
...was to look out for the red flags and not give too much away before you truly know someone.
Yeah, I think...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, just watch out for yourself. But yeah, a lot of life lessons. If we learn all this in a week, just you wait till our Paris episode.
Oh my God, but the thing is, it's only the start of 2020. I nearly just called it 2023. It's only the start of 2022, so we've got this whole year to like have these experiences.
I know.
And then Paris.
Yeah, so we did Barcelona, then we went to Paris for a month in November. So the next 4 episodes is going to be the Paris Diaries.
Things we learnt about dating. Well... The podcast is about travel too. Let's not just talk about what it is.
We're talking all about Paris, why we love it, why we didn't like it, and the crazy experiences we had in Paris.
Oh my God. But some would argue we actually had crazier in Milan and Barcelona.
Yeah.
What do you think the craziest was? I think Barcelona.
Yeah, but Paris is really good, guys. So do keep in tune for that. But that has been it for the Barcelona Diaries.
Oh my God. And there might be more.
Yeah,
towards the end of this year, to be honest, because we're
going back.
We're thinking of going back with Amelia and Mabel.
Yeah, so girls trip. But that has been Every Blondie's Brunette, episode 2, the end of the Barcelona Diaries.
Listen to episode 3. Catch us on Instagram because we're going to post some Pinterest-worthy stuff. Like, we've made like vision boards for what we want the Instagram to be. We're going to be posting
behind the scenes,
inspo, everything.
And we'll see you in the next episode. See you next Monday.
Bye.
Bye.